So, all right. So, Riley, you know, it's not always easy being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time. But when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I have sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, last week in the hall of the Improv Comedy Club, I got in a political conversation with a young woman who was a Russian immigrant. You know, she told me that America loves Bush and that a 35% approval rating was good for a wartime president. Good. Can you believe that, Riley?
Did you respectfully point out the error in her thinking?
Yeah, sort of. I called her stupid right to her face.
I was afraid of that. There's more, right?
Oh, yeah. Turns out this Russian was a girlfriend of a comedian friend of mine, and later she and my buddy had a giant fight over the conversation I had with her, and then... They broke up, Riley.
They broke up?
Yeah.
So naturally you feel guilty about that.
No, Brother Riley, I feel guilty because I don't feel guilty about any of it. I'm glad I called her stupid. You know why?
No, why?
Because she was stupid. What kind of person thinks 35% approval ratings is good? A stupid person. It's that kind of lame mentality that's bringing this country down, and some Russian immigrant is going to get in my face and tell me that this country supports a president despite all evidence to the contrary. She was delusional, Riley.
Wait a minute, but surely you feel bad about the breakup, no?
No. The way I see it, she was using him. She was trying to infect him with a virulent strain of stupid that was directly connected to her vagina. Do you understand? He couldn't fight both of those on his own, Riley. I felt like Dr. Marin. I had diagnosed his disease, then I treated it.
So your outburst saved your buddy from months or even years of a joyless relationship?
Yeah, I did. I saved him, yes.
While there are mitigating circumstances here, here's your penance. I want you to stop provoking people even when you completely disagree with them. People can change their minds, but only if you give them a chance.
All right, that sounds reasonable. But Brother Riley, you got to admit, she was stupid, right?
Yes, my son. Dumb as a box of hair.
Well, thank you for that.
Don't mention it. Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Riley. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can give us a call right now at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. I'll see you in the booth at 17 past Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. Call us at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270.
Call me, doggy.
Past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition program. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Anthony Bourdain. He's joining us live in the studio. You know him from his many shows. He's the kitchen, what is it, Kitchen Confidential. He's like the rock and roll chef, kind of. He's like out in the world. I saw him in Russia on his TV show, you know, drinking vodka and jumping into ice pits. We're going to talk to him about international cuisine. But right now we're taking some confessions in our liberal confessional. Let's go with Linda in Maryland. Linda, how have you sinned? What is your sin, Linda?
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Nice to talk to you. I bought a Prius a week before Katrina hit.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the gas prices.
That's
going
good.
Up.
Yeah.
And now that they're going back down, I'm really disappointed.
And you feel bad because you're disappointed that your environmental and financially friendly disposition was really a sham because you're jealous of people that are driving the big cars.
No, I'm not really jealous of them. It's just that it was so nice to be saving so much money.
Right.
And now, you know, the car is not as economically, you know, successful.
So you're not special anymore. Is that it, Linda?
Yeah.
So wait a minute, Linda, you didn't feel better about not polluting as much? It was really just a financial thing for you, huh?
Well, I really like the not polluting, but then when I got the money too, and all of my friends were so jealous.
Yeah.
You know, and now I don't have that anymore.
Well, what kind of friends are they? These liberal friends?
some of them.
Well, I think that, you know, it seems to me that, you know, you're in this for selfish reasons. You're in it to, you know, to impress your friends and now, you know, you realize that your reasons were sort of shallow. And I think that we just have to get you back on track. And the way I usually do that, it's time to open up the Linda carpool. Now, either you've got to pick someone up at a bus stop and help them out or start driving some friends to work or offering some driving services just so you get your heart in the right place, get a little humility around this.
Okay. I wish I could do that.
See, she sounds disappointed
wrapping her brain around that one.
Or else, you know what? Sell the car, get an SUV, and wait till gas prices go up again, and then you know, feel guilty about that. All right?
Okay, because, you know, we need, as liberals, to feel guilty all the time anyway, so.
Yeah, you picked a pretty creative one, but I think what you did is illustrate the liberal reality is just how many of us are truly selfish in our liberal ideologies, and the things that we do that we think are for the good are really just for attention. I think we learned a lot here, so go pick someone up at a bus stop, but don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. She ain't doing it.
She's not doing it. But she did reveal something that is profound about a lot of liberal sensibility, a lot of liberal values, is that a lot of them are rooted not in a collective purpose in terms of liberal values, but in terms of, like, look what I did. I'm the best one.
That is the collective purpose. Snob appeal.
I'm the best one. I'm the best liberal. I got it. Oh, they got a Prius, too. I have to get a bike or one of those cars that runs on French fries. All right, well, let's do this. Joe in Manhattan, what is your sin?
What's up, Joe?
Oh, well, it's an age-old story, fellas. I was trying to pick up a chick, and I kind of...
chick, wow.
Midstream. When, you know, I thought she was a fellow traveler and started going on about Bush, and then I realized that, you know, she was a Republican.
She was a Republican, okay.
And I didn't know what to do. So yeah. She made this argument that Kerry was icky.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the reasons she didn't vote for him. And rather than say, you know, that's all you Republicans are, you're lizard brains, you're worried about things that you shouldn't be worried about, instead I went with my lizard brain and agreed.
So your lizard brain wanted to get some. And did you get some?
Yeah, I did.
And how was that?
Icky.
You know, it was icky.
Was it a little disappointing? Did you feel like you'd compromised for something that wasn't... well, you know, it's not the issue of the sexes. You went against your values just for sex, which, you know, happens a lot, and we've had this problem before.
Oh, yes. Millions of Americans do it every day.
I think that you have to go to where your like-minded people are, or maybe even go a little further to the margin, perhaps go to a Greenpeace rally or a vegan restaurant and try to engage with a woman there. And I'll recommend you something, Joe. Try not to use the word chick when you're doing it.
Yeah, hey, you know, you're probably right. Yeah, that's just not going
to
work.
So you call us up and let me know how that goes when you try to seduce a left-minded woman who's maybe even more extremely more left than you.
Yeah.
That's not a horrible penance, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. Right. It could be, but it's not.
All right. Well,
I think he should date a woman that thinks John Kerry was some kind of centrist punk.
Well, why don't you go back and have sex with that Republican for the wrong reasons then?
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
As a punishment of some kind. All right, 27 passed. Thanks, buddy. I hope I helped you. Yeah, got a little awkward there at the end. We've got Anthony Bourdain is going to be here in a minute to talk about international food in a rebellious sort of way. So it's Air America Radio's Morning's Edition.